Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Welcome, everybody. We're going into summer soon. I hope you're all enjoying your amazing new year and happy after Mommy's Day or Women's Day if you're not a mommy. So if you're new to the show, my heart says thank you for joining us. And I would like to share a little bit about how the show works, and we'll do a meditation. So we always start off with a meditation, and I kind of enjoy doing a channeled message at that time. The meditation's purpose is to get you centered in love and to quiet and move you into a space of being very present and relaxed. And then I share any updated information with regard to classes, events, and readings and all that fun stuff. And the next show, before I forget, will be on June 8th at same time, 3:30. So if you're interested in marking your calendar, as far as the readings are concerned, because it's a half-hour show, I will get to as many as I can. It's one question only, just to be able to support as many callers as you wish. After the reading, I ask if you're interested in being involved in a community to help to support your own inner spirit awakening. Because I do this as a full-time support, it's not free. So it's a way of you taking care of yourself and also supporting people like myself with our mission and helping you to receive the greatest good as well. So when we do the reading, it's very important that you stay very centered in your heart and positive in your mind. If there isn't a connection, I will be honest and say I don't feel a connection. I do work with those that do have an open heart because it allows me to be able to tune in better. So make sure your question is aligned more specifically because of the time frame, and that way I could help to support you. If we don't get through with everybody, then you're always welcome to email me, and I do a special price for the angel readings so that you get your needs met if you don't get it met here on the radio show. So with that being said, and you can always, even if you do get a reading and you want a more elaborate reading, you can always go to the website Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-I-O-N, .webs.com, and then click on the individual session tab, and at that point you could schedule a more extensive reading. Or an activation session, or whichever calls for you. Okay, so let's go ahead and close our eyes and be able to just experience this beautiful love that I'm calling forth and these expansive pure beings that I channel, the angelic realm, which is where I'm from, universal love and Christ love. I ask that you join me in this beautiful love of gratitude and appreciation for these beautiful beings that have chosen to come to support the show and those that I do a reading for and the channeled message. And when you focus on love and you focus on appreciation and gratitude, it always amplifies your energy field. And so as you continue to focus on this energy of love and gratitude and appreciation, just notice if you have any thoughts that are moving through your human mind. And if so, just put them on some imaginary clouds and just let them float away and just wave goodbye and bless them with love and allow yourself to be so present in the moment so you get the full benefit of the gift today. And if your heart feels like it would like some more love and nurturing, just allow the energy of love to come into your heart by nurturing your heart and being open and receptive to these amazing, pure, loving beings that are in non-physical form that are welcome to the receptivity of love. And just allow your body to feel this sense of being present in a relaxed state as you focus first on your breath and breathing into your feet. Although I'm certified as a hypnotist, I won't be hypnotizing you. We'll just be relaxing. So focus on your ankles as you breathe into your calves. Just allow them to relax. You can even put love around them just to bring them to a nurturing, playful place. Breathing into your knees and your thighs. And just allowing that beautiful love and relaxation to just soothe you almost to a place of floating, a place of just being so at peace inside. Breathing into the pelvic area, the lower back, and the stomach area, and just really being very present with your awareness of love and relaxation. And breathing into the stomach and the middle part of the back. The heart area becomes slightly bigger than your body with this pure love that keeps coming in. The bigger your heart with receptivity, the greater the love. Focusing on the shoulders as you drop and let go of anything that's holding you from relaxing there. The whole entire collarbone, chest area, the arms. To breathe into the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, the hands, and the fingers. Almost like a little bit of a tingling with relaxation. The more you allow, the deeper you relax. The deeper you relax, the deeper your breath. And the deeper your breath, the more you relax. And breathing into the neck area, the whole entire face area, front and back, top and bottom, as you drop your eyes into that state of just a peaceful feeling. And so just for a couple of minutes, I'm going to just allow you to just experience this beautiful music and feel this love inside as you continue to breathe, keeping in your breath, and then I'll share a channeled message. Thank you. And so as you bring your mind back to the present moment, just allowing yourself to just feel the presence of love. Bringing your heart into the present moment, feeling that nurturing love. And bringing your body into the present moment, feeling a deeper sense of relaxation and peacefulness. And as we continue on with this year, one of the strongest messages that keeps coming up to share is when we focus in on this expansive love, the pureness of love, and we do it with gratitude and appreciation, then we're in alignment with the abundance. And when we focus in on fear or insecurity, then we're in alignment with limitations and negativity and thereby block our flow with that of which we can receive fully and completely through the universe, the universal love, I like to call it. And so if you have any areas in your life that's not flowing abundantly, see if there's a pattern that's going on, and that'll help you move the vibrations to a totally different place. And you're always welcome to set up a session if you want some support on that as well. And so this is a simple message. Each morning, each night, wake up with this sense of love, gratitude, and appreciation, keeping your heart open to the abundance of the flow of life. And when you go to sleep, focus on your gratitude for the day that you experienced, appreciation, and the love within and around the planet to support your next waking up in the following day. And so when you're ready, you can open your eye and just allow yourself to just feel that beautiful inner love inside. Okay, so we do have quite a few calls, so let me just go through a couple of things, and then I noticed some people just tuned in, so I want to lovingly say welcome aboard, the board of the love train. And so my name is Angel. If you're here for the first time, I'm an angelic walk-in. And if you're interested in learning more about that, you can Google what a walk-in is. And I just saw a hawk, so that's the messenger for the 2A. Okay, so a couple things I want to talk about, and then I'll go ahead and do the readings. And I'm going to talk quick so we can get right to the readings. The next radio show is on June 8th, if it flows lovingly for you, you can tune in at 3:30. If you're interested in having a reading in advance, you could do that by making any kind of donation, and then I get an email. And you can go to the website, heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com, W-E-B-S. That guarantees you a reading on the radio, because the radio time, I don't always get a chance to be able to support everybody with a reading. And if you choose to do a reading off the radio show and you don't get it on the radio show, then you can always go to the website and just send me an email, and I'll do a special discount for you on that. The website is heartofmotivation.webs.com, and there's online series that you can take to support your spiritual journey and awakening. There's individual sessions, angel messenger sessions, which includes, when appropriate, medium messages and messages from your spirit guides. And then there's also private coaching sessions, special products that I offer discounts for when people sign up, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So you're welcome to go to the website and explore. After the reading, it's a one-question reading, and I ask you to focus very specifically on one area and ask it your question. And if you're interested in what I offer after the reading, I do ask people if you would be open and receptive to exploring getting involved in some of the offerings that I do. They aren't free because I do this to support myself. So if you're interested in that, when I ask you, you could say yes, and then I'll contact you. And if the timing's off or you don't feel it's appropriate for you, you can lovingly say no, thank you, and then we'll just conclude. So if you want to jot down the website, that would be awesome, because then you can look at it before I call you. Again, it's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs, W-E-B-S.com. And in order for me to get a reading that's appropriate for you, it's very important that you keep your mind open and receptive in a gratitude area and your heart to love. Because if your vibration's not in alignment, it would be very challenging for me. And my response would be that I'm just not getting a connection because my integrity won't do any kind of reading. I want to make sure you get the most appropriate one. Okay. So hopefully that answered and hope you all paid attention so I don't have to repeat it all. All right. So I'm going to take area code 514 and then 914 with the remaining time. And if we have any other callers, then we'll see how that flows. And if not, you, again, can go to the website and schedule a reading from there. Okay? All right. So let's go ahead and get 510. I'm going to ask just your first name and then the state that you're calling from. And that helps me to tune in. So if you don't mind me asking that.
Okay.
So welcome.
Tasha in California. Hi. My name is Tasha.
Did you say Tasha with a T?
Yeah.
Thanks, love. I just want to make sure I heard you right. Okay, hon. So, Tasha. Oh, some people don't like to be called hon. I don't know why. I love it. Just to be respectful.
Oh, it don't bother me.
Okay, good. Because you sound like a sweetheart. All right. So go ahead and tell me what your question is, and we'll see what we can do. Wow, you have a lot of ancestral energies around you. You must be moving through some raging stuff. And I'm seeing four hawks right on as you called. So that is huge, girl. What's your question? Wow.
I want to know, do you see if I'm pregnant or not? If you could pick that up.
Oh, that was going to be really interesting. The first thing I heard was no.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you wanted to be pregnant, but I did get if you had it, it feels like it's a false pregnancy. Like it feels like it's pregnancy, but it's not.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that does. But will it be like soon? Like in the next month or two?
So just to be appropriately loving with the number of calls, I'm only going to have people ask one question.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of question with regard, will it be soon, just to be respectful of anything with people, because these two people that get involved, like if you were going to a hospital and inseminating, then I could probably get a clear answer. But because it's another person that's involved, those kinds of questions can be a little bit more challenging when it comes to pregnancy, if that makes sense, because you have another person that has free will. You may say, I'm not doing
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, I just want to be lovingly honest. Are you interested in getting involved or exploring getting involved in any of the offerings that I do? That was one of the agreement questions that we talked about. And if your heart feels yes, say yes. And if not, don't feel obligated. You know, I just want to check in.
Oh, not right now.
Okay, honey. Yeah, that was what I wanted to have people just let me know. So no worries. And don't feel bad to say not right now. It's all good.
Okay.
I want people that are committed. Yeah. Okay, love. Well, you have a beautiful day, and thank you for listening. Stay tuned if you choose. You may get some answers from someone else's reading. Sometimes that happens.
Okay.
So, okay, hon. Have a beautiful day.
Bye. You too.
Okay. So now we go to 914. Day's going fast. We only have 9 minutes left. Okay, we'll see. We may get all three. Let's see. Yeah, so one question, and tell me your name and the state you're calling from.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Catherine from New York.
Catherine. Hey, Catherine. New Yorker. Okay.
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah. Okay, so... So what's the one question that you have?
If Adrian G will get back to me or if I should go ahead and contact another company, WS.
Okay, mm-hmm. When you first asked if Adrian, that company is going to contact you, the first thing I heard was wait. I'm seeing on the timeline, it looks like 1 to 2 weeks. I don't know if this is a job interview, but I'm seeing the word job. Is it job interview? Some kind of a job interview?
Yes, he is with an agency I'd like to align myself with.
Yeah, and what was, since it's in the same alignment, what was the contact, ask that other one, contacting the other company, see what they say.
WS.
No, but ask it in a question form.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I also apply with WS? Would they take me on as well?
Okay, so the first thing I heard was not yet, but definitely contact them in June. I don't know why you have to wait, but I don't ask why.
Okay.
I know, right? You know, it's like, but
no,
it must be some
divine right timing.
Timing. Yeah. What I'm hearing is there is some lesson that you have to go through, and oh, it makes sense. I asked why, but I guess I said I didn't know why, and they're telling me, so I guess that makes sense. And the reason why is because when you go in June, there's some kind of a lesson, a form of some releasing of something that will bring you to a better vibrational match with the other interview, and so when you go there, you'll be looked upon with greater credibility and respect. Whereas if you went now, it's just something. There's a piece that's missing that needs to be put into balance first, and then that would come about. And I did hear June 14th, so you know, around that time frame, you know, I would contact and see how that flows for you. I'd love to hear how it goes if you choose to come back next month, because that's right after June 8th. Well, it's right before June 8th. No, it's after June 8th, because you're saying, I can't remember what date they said, no, because I'm not in my head.
June 14th.
I'm in my head again. Mark that down, and then June 8th, you could see what they say, you know. Do you want to explore getting involved in any of the offerings that I do? Does that resonate with you, or is the timing, where are you at with all of that? Because that was one of the things we talked about.
I'm going to look at the website some more and really concentrate. It's been one of those days that I've been so scattered, maybe Mercury, you know.
Yes, there's a lot of grades. Yeah. They go out starting on the 15th, some go out. Did you want me to follow up with you or leave your contact flows for you?
I will go to your website and email you if that's okay.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, I just want to be respectful to know whether I'm to follow up or wait for you, so... Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
God bless
love.
You. Thank you so much.
God bless you too, honey, and much love with this new journey.
Thank you. Thank you. And you also. Thank you. Much love with your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so let's see. We have 5 minutes. We're going to do a real, let's see. I think this is 951. So let's see. And again, after the reading, I do ask if you're interested in getting involved in any of the either the online series or the which is a spiritual activation of your inner spirit to receive heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity, or special events or the love frequency meditation class that I offer, which helps to give channeled messages as well, or any of the private sessions or products. So if any of that resonates, they aren't free because I do that to support myself. So if that does resonate and you want to explore, you could just say, yes, I'm interested, and you could do it in a way that either I contact you or you could just let me know, whichever is most peaceful for you. And if it doesn't flow, you could just say lovingly, not at this time. And it has to be something that you feel a commitment to. That's the type of people I enjoy working with is – and these beings enjoy working with is those that feel like there's a resonation and you're committed to your spiritual journey and you want the assistance of what I offer. So just let me know, because that's a question I do ask afterwards. So it's a lovingly asked question. Okay, 951, thanks for being so patient. What is your name and the state you're calling from?
I'm Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. What part of California?
I'm in Barstow.
Very lovely. Barstow, is that on the north side?
You know, it's in between Long Beach and Las Vegas, so it's way out in the high.
I was
going
to say near Las Vegas. I wish I would have just said that, because then you said California, Las Vegas.
It's about 150 miles from Las Vegas, but it's still the high desert, so it kind of looks the same. You know, it's more like Vegas.
I know, and that's what blew me off when you said California, because Barstow, I knew there was one near Vegas.
You know,
but
it's
all
more
good.
Like Arizona, it's almost Arizona here, I think. You know, it's
yeah,
kind of Arizona
bet.
You know, I mean, because it's, I don't like it. I like a lot more green grass and meadows and stuff. And
yeah,
the beach.
I can imagine.
And the beach,
yeah.
The salt water.
Okay, so we only have a couple of minutes. I'm not sure I'll have enough time, but like, we'll go for it. And if it doesn't, you're welcome to go to the website and just let me know, and you'll get more of a discounted price for the reading. We'll see how it flows, if that works for you, and then we'll just go from there. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, I was wanting to see if you see a job coming for me or a move, probably, because there's not much work in the area. I need to get a car, too. So.
Oh, bless your heart. You want to do the whole thing. Okay, so...
I want to go to the Encinitas area, but I don't know where it'll take me. I'm looking for jobs, you know, all over. But,
Well, you know, the thing that I just keep hearing is the timing is a little off. You'd have to change your expand a little, diversify is the word I keep hearing in the area that you're striving for, because what you're looking at, it doesn't seem like there's that many job opportunities. So you definitely have to eventually move, because your heart is pulling you, and it's definitely pulling you north. I keep feeling close to the northern part of California versus the southern part of California for some reason, but there is definitely more opportunities as you get closer in that direction. I don't know why July keeps popping up, but I would start going online and just exploring and seeing what area pulls you, and then take a trip there and just kind of start meeting and networking, because through the networking versus trying to apply online is what's going to give you the opportunity. It doesn't look like you're going to get much through online.
So you don't
so
see a job, maybe a move in July up north there.
Well, the exploring comes in July. The exploring, I mean, there could be a potential move, but you have to first make the connection and get your heart. Depends on how quick you're ready to just jump it and move it and so forth. So I wish we had a little bit more time, but we only have 50 minutes. And so let's just kind of flow there and take that trip and let me know how it goes. It sounds like it's going to be a fun experience for you.
Hey, well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Well, I want to thank you all for being part of the show. And again, the next show is on the 8th. You're welcome to make a donation early in advance if you want to have a guaranteed reading by doing any kind of donation, and that puts you right on the spot. It's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com. You're always welcome to go to the website and schedule a reading as well. And in the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful month and a beautiful day, and wishing you lots of love and light, peace and blessings.